Lamont, Lamont, brother. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. May 24, 1900. My brother, I have words to speak to you. You believe that the seventh day is the true Sabbath. Then is it not for your soul's best interest to honor God by confessing the truth, thus leaving the ranks of the enemy and placing yourself on the side of Christ? Satan is working to hinder you from doing this. He will always strive to hinder souls from doing the Lord's will. He desires to keep them in his service, to testify to a falsehood. They do this when they do not honor God by keeping the day he sanctified and blessed. My brother, I am going to give you divine authority for observing the Sabbath. Professed Christians will say to you, it does not matter what day you keep. Thus they try to lead the mind directly to Sunday observance. But Sunday is not God's rest day. One statement from the Lord is sufficient to silence all man-made theories. In the 31st chapter of Exodus, we are given a plain and direct message on this point. The Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, Verily my Sabbaths ye shall keep. For it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am the Lord that doth sanctify you. Verse 13. It is no human power or authority that gives this command. It is the Lord Jesus Christ. He does not say, You may do as you please in this matter. He gives a positive command. Verily, my Sabbaths ye shall keep. For it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am the Lord that doth sanctify you. The Lord has made a covenant with all who will show themselves obedient to his commandments by keeping the Sabbath holy. By resting from secular work, they show that they are his loyal people, that they acknowledge him as their sovereign. Their keeping of the Sabbath is a sign of their relationship to God as his obedient sons and daughters. Thus was shown the distinction between the children of Israel and those nations that worshipped idols, refusing to accept and acknowledge God as the supreme ruler. The observance of the Sabbath was to be to the Israelites the sign distinguishing them as the people who obeyed the word of the Creator of the heavens and the earth. It was to be a continual testimony that they had chosen the service of the living God, who in 6 days created the world, and the seventh rested from his work. Ye shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is holy unto you. It is set apart as my institution, to be devoted to religious service. Everyone that defileth it shall surely be put to death. Verse 14. Were the death penalty now carried out, it would deter man from willful transgression. But because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, the hearts of the sons of men are fully set in them to do evil. Ecclesiastes 8, verse 11. The Lord bears long with his rebellious human family. He gives all an opportunity to learn the truth from his word. He has given them a probation, during which they are tested and tried. The death penalty is deferred because Christ our Savior died in man's behalf, giving sinful human beings another opportunity to return to their loyalty. Those who will not obey the word of God, but rank themselves with transgressors, those who bear the sign of disobedience, doing their own work on the Lord's holy day, must at last bear the death penalty. Ye shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is holy unto you. The children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. Exodus 31, verse 14, 16, 17. The Sabbath is a sign of God's kindness to man. It is a public token that those who rightly observe it are God's people, and that He will do all for them that He has promised. It is God's memorial of creation. On it He rested and was refreshed. When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy, it was given to man. It is enough. Let all say, "It is enough." God has spoken, and we will obey His voice. My brother, no longer refuse to wear the sign of God by continuing your usual work on the Sabbath. The Lord has said, "Thou shalt not do any work therein." Exodus 20, verse 10. It is for your present and eternal good to obey God. Do not please satanic agencies by refusing the sign which shows that you are a loyal son of Jehovah. Keep the Sabbath holy unto the Lord, as you have been given commandment. Various gifts and duties are given to men and women that they may exert an influence on the side of Christ, showing their love and respect for Him by keeping holy His Sabbath. Those who do this show that they are loyal to God. They are a help to one another in the discharge of the duties for which they are best adapted. During 6 days of the week, they faithfully perform their allotted work. But on the Sabbath, this work is to be laid entirely aside. Thus you may give a sign to all who know you that you are a conscientious steward for God. The more exactly the members of the human family follow the directions given by God, conscientiously acknowledging Christ as their Redeemer and Creator, their wisdom, sanctification, and righteousness, the better they can be trusted to be faithful in their service to their fellow men. For by keeping the Lord's Sabbath, they show love for God, as well as sacred fear of living in disobedience to the ruler of the universe. Christ has gone to heaven to prepare mansions for all who love Him and keep His commandments. The keeping of God's commandments makes men more and more partakers of Christ's pure, holy, divine nature, giving them a sense of companionship with Him. Though unseen, He is at their right hand to help them. Especially is it the privilege of those who now keep the Sabbath, who bear God's sign, to expect the divine blessing on that day. God has said, "Where two or three are met together in My name, there am I in the midst of them." Matthew 18, verse 20. Those who honor the Sabbath with heart and soul will receive the richest blessings. The grace and love and joy which come from God alone will be theirs. The Lord calls upon you, Brother Lamont, to obey Him from the heart, whatever may be the consequences. Tell your employer that you will work 6 days if he will give you the Sabbath. If he says no, there is but one thing for you to do, and that is to trust in God and honor His sign as of more value than money. Do your duty, and do it now. Do not let Satan be a victor over you. Place your hand in the hand of Christ, saying, "Hold fast to Me, Lord." Do not let go to unite with rebels against My Savior. Guide Thou My steps, that they shall not slip. May the Lord grant you strength to resolve not to labor on another Sabbath. Nothing in this world, no earthly favors or enjoyments, can take the place of the presence and favor of God. Without Him as our friend and portion, we are indeed alone. We may have many other friends, but they can never be to us what Christ is. Those who desire to find pardon for past transgressions must come to Christ just as they are, saying, "Lord, though I have been bought with a price and am Thy property, I have in the past refused to give myself to Thee. I now acknowledge that I am not my own, that I cannot do as I please with myself. Take me as I am, a poor, sinful creature, and cleanse and purify me from all sin by taking my sin, thine own dear self. I do not deserve this, but thou art the only one who can save me. Take away my sin and give me thy righteousness. I do not want to remain in sin one more day. Impart to me thy righteousness and keep me from all transgression of thy holy law. Do not limit the Holy One of Israel. Desire to see more of the manifestation of his love, that you may win others to the knowledge of his goodness. Everyone may be a laborer together with God in the great plan of redemption. I entreat you, my brother, to obey the will of God. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is nigh. While he is saying to you, My son, give me thine heart. Let the wicked forsake his way, and no longer live in transgression of the law, but in love and obedience. And the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Isaiah 55, verse 6, 7. Proverbs 23, verse 26. The Lord has pledged his glorious perfection, that those who seek him with humility of heart, confessing their sins, will find him precious to their souls. But those who refuse to obey, for fear of displeasing earthly friends, cannot be friends of God. Obey, obey, for Christ's sake and for your own soul's sake. Obey that which your conscience tells you is truth. Accept the grace and righteousness of Christ. God is tenderly calling you. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30. If you refuse the invitation to repentance, to freedom from sin, the great day of God will find you hopeless, shelterless, disobedient, a transgressor of his law. He will not then be able to give you a place in his kingdom. God help you to come now, is my prayer.
Remember that human might, human power, did not establish the Church of God. Neither can any human power destroy it. From age to age, his Holy Spirit is an overflowing fountain of life and strength to all those who will hear his voice and obey. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even your faith. 1 John 5, verse 4. Victory is for all those who strive lawfully, in perfect harmony with the law of God. They will be victorious over all opposition. God will give them the guardianship of holy angels as they carry forward his work in the face of all foes. His glorious work shall never cease amid the shouting, Grace, grace unto it. God will be glorified. The world begins its work with pomp and show and boasting, but all will come to naught. God's way is to make the day of small things the beginning of the triumph of truth and righteousness. For this reason, none need to be elated by a prosperous beginning, nor cast down by apparent feebleness. God is to his people riches, fullness, and power, as they look to the things that are not seen. His purposes for his chosen people are like mountains of brass, firm and immovable. His throne is from everlasting to everlasting. To follow the directions of God is a source of life unto life.